This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now for us to twist and turn our thoughts about events going on in the world as they are being discussed by prominent talk radio personnel. I happen to be a prominent talk radio person. My name is Doug Steffen, along with another prominent radio person named Victoria Keelan, who's associated with me on the DJV experience. Then there's prominent broadcaster Joe Crummy, who's just evil. And yeah, therefore, yeah. His evil thoughts appear in a podcast. For example, the latest one is called Orgy of Rage and Spite. Those damn Democrats, they do it to us every time.
This is great. Just, yes.
Figure this all out for you, and you can listen to his podcast on iTunes. And then there's R.Q. McFadden, who's here. Remember Indiana Wanted? Do you remember that song? Oh, is it? Who did that
Indiana
song?
Indiana Wants Me.
Yeah, right. Who was the singer, though? Was R.B. Greaves? Was it R.?
That's a good one.
Somebody else.
I just got transported back to 1961.
No, I think it was 67, Richie.
Whatever.
Rich McFadden is on the air with us as we amaze everybody with our thoughts about the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. We'll go through the stories. We'll see if we can get beyond the headlines, because that's what good talk radio people do. As a matter of fact, the good talk radio people don't even need headlines. Take a story and work it around, give people things to think about. Mostly, the good people ask you what you think, and or they will have a thought in their mind as to how the story, the event, may affect you and yours. For example, let's go to the number 10 item on the story list this week. What's going on in Major League Baseball? The day that's going to be set aside is in August, Victoria, where their baseball players will be able to wear whatever they want, orange shoes, pink hats, the whole deal, right?
Players weekend, August 25th to the 27th.
That should be interesting.
So, well, you know, I think MLB is, they're trying to do a lot of updating to the game, and this is just part of it. Didn't we have that thing a couple of weeks ago where they all wore pink and even had pink bats?
Well, they
I think
do that all the time.
Breast Cancer Awareness Day or something,
I think what would be a unique and kind of pleasant challenge for them all is to get a haircut and a shave.
That's just your Red
Sox.
Well,
that's, the Yankees
Red Sox
all
are grubby
good.
As hell. You're right, Richie. They are. Why? What do the Senators look like? Are they clean cut?
I don't know about the Senators, but the Nationals. You've got Jason Worth.
Oh, boy.
Jason Worth looks like he just climbed out of the mountains, but everybody else is pretty respectable there. Yeah.
Well, the Mets look kind of sloppy.
No, you know the hairiest team? I think the hairiest team is the Boston Red Sox. I think that team needs a freaking haircut.
They just look like they need a shower. The whole team. It looks like the team shower.
That's why we're winning, because we're the Yankees. God is on our side.
Are you talking about the Dodgers? Huh? Who are you talking about?
The Yankees.
I'm talking about the freaking Yankees.
Oh, well, you live in Los Angeles, you traitor.
I know, but you can take the boy out of New York, but you understand.
Right. All right. Fair weather followers of fashion. Next, that's number 10, going on in sports talk radio, baseball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 9.
I can't wait for Doug to talk about this
I don't even know how you can talk about this story.
Well, I'm actually not an authority. Is Kara around in the studio there? Richie, go find Kara.
Yeah.
I should have had her stay because she is the expert. When it comes to The Bachelor,
she's roped me in. I'm into this now, too.
Really? So in the meantime, we'll go to number 8 on the countdown, the primary in Virginia for our new governor. What happened to Terry, what's his face?
McAuliffe. He turned out. Virginia is the only state in the United States where you can't serve two consecutive terms, as far as I understand. Otherwise, he'd probably be right in this.
Good riddance.
I didn't realize that. Oh, come on.
He was the first guy, by the way. I know we're going to be talking about the baseball shooting. I don't want to give it away here, but he was one of the first guys that came out and started talking about it. It was Terry McCullough.
Spoiler alert, Crummy just doesn't want to give it away, but the number one story this week
spoiler alert.
Is the shooting at the baseball game.
I'll do The Bachelor right now if you're ready.
All right. Can you find Kara Ritchie, or we need to take a break? We'll take a break.
Yeah, you can do that. She's walking in the studio.
We can do that. All right, and then we'll go through some of the other items of interest here. I will tell you what I think is the most important story of the week. Doesn't happen to appear on the charts, but I'll tell you why it's important to you before we get done in this hour. Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, and coming up, Kara Shulman with a report on The Bachelor in Paradise, which is the number nine item this week in the story content, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of Talk Radio. 13.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
It's our opportunity at this point in every week for us to muse on the things that Talkers Magazine says are the biggies for the week. And so at number nine, The Bachelor in Paradise, we have to discuss this Kara Shulman, who is the online producer for the DJV and other Good Day exploits, the things that I involve myself in, sound good because she's at the controls, not Richie. Rich is at the controls now, but it'll be okay because it's only for this hour.
Kara's close by keeping a close eye on it.
Right. But while she's not in the control room, she's looking for back episodes of Bachelor in Paradise and try to figure out what's going on here, why this is so important. Here's Kara Shulman. Did I give everybody else credit, Richie? Joe, you're here. Yep, okay.
What is this Bachelor in Paradise?
I think, Victoria, you've also been watching The Bachelor this season, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
So you can back me up a little bit if I need some help.
Okay.
I can't believe that this made the list, but basically, everyone on Bachelor in Paradise is a cast-off of a previous season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette. So they're all already losers, and they're coming together to get drunk in Mexico every summer to meet other losers to try and find love. But I guess in the very first couple days of filming, they basically came up with a plot line for two of the main cast-offs that they were going to fall in love this season, and that was going to be one of the main storylines. Well, they heard that, and then they got drunk, and then they started trying to
getting
hook up. Getting naked in the pool. Things got a little raunchy.
Was this all being filmed?
This was all being filmed, and I think that's where the biggest problem is, because I think they both of those people have hired lawyers now, and I think they both say that they don't remember anything, but the main issue is that one of the producers filed a suit against the franchise, and so I think what must have happened is that she saw the whole thing going down. Maybe she tried to stop it, I don't know, but the camera crews kept filming the whole thing, and then after it was over, they just basically picked up Corinne, who's the main girl, took her back up to her room, and then they showed them video of it later. So I don't know. It's all a big mess. They kept
basically it's about consent. That's really what it's about. And so
I'm curious.
Yeah, it's she claims that she was not in a state to give consent, and he claims that she was all over him. So it's a he said she said kind of thing.
Consent for what? Consent
for
to be
sex
filmed
in the pool.
Being drunk or sex?
Sex in the pool.
Oh, so this is a rape case now.
Well, that's the confusing thing to me is I haven't seen anything about her accusing him. I feel like because they were both drunk, she's not accusing him of something, but she's more, I think she's suing the production team for not doing anything to stop both of them from participating.
The interesting thing is this guy, his name's Demario Jackson, I think is his name.
Yeah.
He's already been fired from his real life job. So this is, he lawyered up because he said this has affected his character and now it's affected his employment.
Wait a minute. So these two knuckleheads get on TV, know they sign a contract to be on a TV show, agree to a storyline, go out and get drunk, get silly in the pool, and now they want to sue somebody else for their stupid behavior?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's funny because he's blaming them for...
in America, land of opportunity.
He's saying that they assassinated his character, except he was just kicked off the last season of The Bachelorette because he was still dating someone when he went on the show.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend showed up and confronted the current Bachelorette and was like, hey, by the way, I am his girlfriend. And so, yeah, he's not a great guy. But I'm surprised it took so long for this to happen because the entire show is based on people going and getting drunk and hooking up. So it took 3 seasons for it to happen.
And why are you so fascinated with this show?
Have you not heard this story, Doug? This is amazing.
Look, we all need a way to relax during the summer and feel better about ourselves.
Yes.
This is how
I'm
do it.
Relax by getting on my tractor.
Two words for you. Tort reform.
Yeah, right.
How about three? Get a life.
Okay, I'm sure you guys...
This is why our courts are cluttered up with legal cases.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's it. All right. Thank you, Kara. You've done
a fine
job in service to our country and in service to the program.
What a contribution that was.
Next,
thank you.
Is there any kind of scandal involving McAuliffe? I mean, what's the big deal about the Virginia... primary.
No scandal. Corey Stewart was the Trump little minion that was trying to take down Ed Gillespie for the right to run for it, and he lost. But it was a lot closer than people expected.
Really?
They figured that the mainstream kind of, you know, center-right guy would walk away with it, and Trump's little guy, Corey Stewart, came really close.
Trump's got a little guy, huh?
1%. He's this guy, Corey Stewart, is like a county executive for one of the counties right here next to Fairfax County in Arlington, where I am right now. And he's been really strict on immigration. Got a lot of national attention. Done some good things.
Yeah.
But he's kind of outrageous. Mm-hmm. But a big Trump supporter. And actually, he was the guy that was fired from Trump's campaign for pushing that reporter.
Okay, now I remember where I heard the name. Okay. Let's see. Number 7, Dennis Rodman has brought a signed copy of The Art of the Deal to Kim Jong-un.
Oh, God.
That's cool. I love that.
That is awesome.
That is very cool. He hasn't taken it yet, though.
Dude, one of the things, the North Korea situation is number 7, but... more importantly, the fate or state of Mr. Warmbier, who Otto Warmbier is his name, 21, 22 years old, college student, went to North Korea for God knows what reason, takes a poster off the wall in his hotel room, gets convicted of conspiracy to overthrow the government or some other damn thing. 15 years of hard labor, gets beat up by one of the guards and does his brain in. He's in a coma. He's done. That's
Did you see this, Doug? The travel agency that this guy used to get there, and I'm quoting, says budget travel destinations your mother would have you stay away from.
Yeah, great. Well, his mother should have talked to him before he went because his life is over. But anyway, Kim Jong-un's got a new signed copy of The Art of the Deal from Dennis Rodman. Through Donald Trump. What an idea that was. 21 after the hour. Oh,
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
All you need, all you can consume, all you can eat, if you will, at the Table of Info. This is a review of the Talkers Magazine charts for this past week, June 12th to the 16th. Can you believe we're halfway through, Richie, the month of June already, 2017?
Wow. Halfway through the year.
We will be halfway through life. Summer. It'll be Christmas in June in a couple of weeks, so we're all set, ready to go. Moving forward on our overview of what's going on, describing the stories, is Victoria Keelan, her thoughts on them. And then there's the evil one. Joe Crummy is here, audio podcast on iTunes. He has a couple of them that address some of the big things this week. We'll get to those items after we go through some of those who are that are lesser. Like we got to number six, which is Rodman in North Korea. So number five is Megyn Kelly. And I find this an interesting overview because I find Alex Jones to be interesting, a talk radio personality who believes basically the world is one big conspiracy. And so he said that what happened in Connecticut at, was it Sandy Hook, isn't that the town in Connecticut where those kids were all killed in the school? Says that was a put-up job by the Democrats to get more gun control legislation passed. And that went over about as much, you know, like a lead balloon as you can imagine. So Megyn Kelly's got him on her Sunday show. Here we are promoting her show on NBC. She's gotten criticism. NBC's gotten criticism to have him on. She says, the story needs to be told. And so on it goes.
Which story is she trying to tell? The one that
her own story about how great she is, and now I'm at NBC, so I have credibility.
Right.
Do you know what he was doing? He was comparing her
Alex
to
Jones?
A woman in college that is being so obsequious because she wants to get you to pay for a lap dance. I mean, he's really into taking her down now, and he has the tape of the entire interview of her telling him, oh, you're so great, and you're wonderful, and I want everybody to know how cool you are. And he's going to use that.
Well, he says that
I don't know if anybody cares,
him.
But he's going to use it.
Yeah, right. But he says that she lied to him, said he wasn't going to talk about Sandy Hook at all. And basically,
yeah, and he's calling her the mouth of Satan now, too, speaking of evil thoughts. So this it's on. There's a big war here.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is this as good as The Bachelor of Paradise or not?
What is, nope. It's, nothing is not, as good as that.
No. It's not close.
Yeah, I've been on the receiving end of being at war with that guy.
What, Alex Jones?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
When Michael Reagan had
on the network.
This guy, I can't remember the guy's name, a reporter, sent DVDs to the Marines in Iraq, basically saying that it was a government conspiracy. 9/11 was a government conspiracy, and everything you're doing there is just a farce.
So this is what Alex Jones said and Michael Reagan sent?
A friend of Alex Jones. So Michael Reagan said, take this guy out, I'll buy the bullet.
Huh.
And Alex Jones sicked his whole listenership on Michael Reagan, who was our evening host at the time. We could not answer the phone for 6 months.
That's so wrong. We
had every nutcake in the United States calling our phone.
The guy, from the business point of view, because I'm an entrepreneur doing radio programs, I understand the inside of the business probably better than most. This guy's making a lot of money.
He's got a niche, and he knows how to work.
Making a lot of money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why not?
He's making a lot of money.
Welcome to America.
Land of opportunity.
This is very inside sounding, though.
Well, I'm sorry to make it inside sounding. I'm just telling you, I don't know that he's this will give him a reason to take a shot at me, I suppose.
He found an opportunity for a very small but powerful audience, he has seized it, and he is doing very well with it.
Yeah, fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah. His podcast, by the way, may not be as popular as Evil Thoughts, but it's getting there. I think he has like 200 million downloads a minute or something.
Tell Alex to keep working on it.
Right, we'll have him keep working at it. 28 past the hour on the Countdown Review.
Jeffrey Kluger is the author of the newly released book, Apollo 8. The thrilling story of the first mission to the moon. This gripping new book tells the untold story of the historic voyage to the moon that closed out one of our nation's darkest years with a nearly unimaginable triumph.
In the summer of 1968, the U.S. space program was effectively in crisis. We had 16 months left in order to meet President Kennedy's goal of having American human beings on the moon by the end of the 1960s, and we were nowhere near achieving that. The year before, three astronauts had died in the Apollo 1 launch pad fire, which effectively brought the entire program to a halt. If the Apollo spacecraft could be developed and repaired, if the Saturn V rocket could be made flight ready, if the lunar module could be made flight ready, there was a possibility that we would still reach the moon, but well after 1970. And instead, in the summer of 1968, a handful of creative men at NASA said, let's toss our schedule aside. Let's see if we can get three men out to the moon in lunar orbit by Christmas time. This would not be a landing. That wouldn't happen until the following year with Apollo 11. But this would be a lunar orbit. This would be the first time human beings had left the gravitational well of Earth, flown across the true deep waters of deep space, and surrendered to the gravity well of another world. We would, in that moment, become a species of two worlds instead of a species of one world.
That's author Jeffrey Kluger on his newly released book, Apollo 8, the thrilling story of the first mission to the moon.
Insight Daily Radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Now 34 after the hour, as the overview of what's going on this week in the world of News Talk Radio is officially in your ear and on the radio and elsewhere as well. We have, we have beauty personified in the form of Victoria Keelan, who is here discussing some of the issues.
No.
Strength and honor personified in the form of Rich McFadden, who's here to discuss the issues. And then we have evil personified by Joe Crummy, who has an audio podcast that's just plain evil. Evil thoughts on iTunes. He's got his thoughts, and he steals a few thoughts from other people that he hears, figures nobody will catch him at it. He's not a plagiarist. He's a perfectionist. Maybe that's the best way of describing him. So I would suggest that if you want to be entertained and informed, depending on which side of the street you're on, you may it really does depend on which side of the street you're on. Evil thoughts by Joe Crummy. All right, so let's see, Victoria. We've gotten the number of four as we review the stories. There's also a list. If you go to talkers.com, where they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, you can get a list every week of the stories. And our revamped Doug Steffen Network's websites will have them as well as soon as we get that straightened out in the next week or so. So we'll go to number four, which is the controversy over Julius Caesar, the play that basically depicts, or it doesn't leave much to the imagination, as I understand it, as to how Donald Trump is, how he fares in this presentation. So there are some people who have decided to withdraw their support for this, others who said they're sticking with it. Who are the most notable in either of those two categories? Do you remember? So are we all, is everybody off the air?
No, I'm just,
I have nothing,
I'm not up to speed on this one, so.
Wait a minute. So what happened to Victoria? Did you go out for lunch? Where is all of this, Richie? We don't have Victoria, we don't have Joe. Yeah. All right, how about we do this? I'm going to do a swell commercial, and then we'll see if we can put all of the pieces together, because Humpty Dumpty, I must have made a mistake by saying all those wonderful things about everybody, because the technology world that we live in. Let's get away from technology. Let's talk about pure performance that is driven by nothing but honorable truth. Boosting your circulation, boosting your energy, boosting your stamina, and keeping yourself healthy. Good blood flow. The right blood pressure. We all know as you get older, things develop. The circulation is somehow or other corrupted because you get stuff in your arteries. Well, if you introduce nitric oxide into your body, it'll open up your arteries and get the blood every place it needs to go. And the best way to do that, the all-natural way to do that, is with beets. And the best vehicle using beets is Super Beets. Makes sense. The name makes a whole lot of sense. Super Beets are grown non-GMO beets that are then cooked, and then there's a special process. They are gently dried and powdered so that you get 90 beets in every canister of Super Beets. So every scoop you use every day has about 3 beets in it. And the perfection that comes about for your body because of the healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation, the boost of energy, the stamina, all the people that are taking this, Olympic athletes, are now saying they have a performance edge because nitric oxide is basically the same as L-arginine. L-arginine is something that, again, opens up. It's an amino acid in your body used for a number of functions. It helps make proteins, hormones, neurotransmitters, that sort of thing. It's quickly snatched up and broken down in your intestinal tract and your liver before it can reach the parts of your body where it'll do the most good. So in order to make all of this work, you've got the ability to tap into the best that's you by using Super Beets. Now, if you haven't gotten into the Super Beet routine yet, you're going to get a bonus 30-day supply free when you call 800-655-4183. Don't need a doctor for this. This is all natural. It's food. It's food. It's concentrated so that the nitric oxide opens up the arteries, gets the blood to your brains, to your muscles, to every part of your body. So call 800-655-4183 for your first supply of Super Beets. 800-655-4183. 30-day supply free. You'll get a free shipping circumstance. Mention Doug Steffen and guarantees to like it or your money back. You can order it online at DougLikesBeets.com if you want. That's DougLikesBeets.com. A little more time and a little more explanation, so it'll help you out maybe if you start there. DougLikesBeets.com or get Super Beets at 800-655-4183.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
On many college campuses today, activists insist on safe zones where nobody hears ideas that might offend them. Administrators control speech and publish handbooks advising faculty and students what they can and cannot say. They ought to look through the lens of liberty first and understand that freedom of speech is one of our first rights under the Constitution. If everyone agreed on every issue and nobody ever said anything offensive, we wouldn't need the First Amendment. We need it to protect speech with which we may not agree and to protect our right to express our opinions, whether they're popular or not. When you're only exposed to one side of an issue, you're being brainwashed, not educated. That is counter to the very purpose of our universities and should offend everyone.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
All right, let's see if we made this all work now. Technically, 42 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, with a focus on this Julius Caesar controversy, which according to Talkers Magazine is the number 4 most discussed story this week. Who's in, who's out, who stays in support, who doesn't. What actually do they does this portray that's so objectionable, Victoria?
No, that's actually a good question. I don't know the answer to that. So, Joe, if you know, I mean, it's just that it was similar to Trump. They kind of tied them together.
Well, I mean, it is an adaptation of Shakespeare's famous play, Julius Caesar, where Caesar goes to work one day. His wife has one of these dreams of don't go because you're going to get stabbed. He goes and then they stab him. But what they do in this one is they dress the guy like Trump. And so every night in Central Park, they're stabbing Trump to death.
Sweet. But they've also the thing is though they also did this with a black guy who looked like Obama too. So they've done it. It's not just
really. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's not just the Trump thing. This is they've done
end?
It before.
What is this for?
Where's the Secret Service on this? Does the Secret Service get to go? Well, it's just art. Yeah. Or is this something that somebody should look at? I mean, whether it's Obama or Trump or whoever. I mean,
because of who's doing this, they have a lot of public support from big companies. And what I remember seeing, Delta says we're out. American Express says we're staying in. So are there other companies that are part of this, and the usual happens when, and it ought to be consistent anyway, we have people protesting when they don't like what they hear on the radio or they don't like what they see on TV, so they call the advertisers and say, I want you to get off of this show or that show, and I'm going to protest in front of your board of directors, and they don't like controversy, so they pull.
Well, a lot of people are pointing out that Delta was a sponsor when the Caesar being killed was the Obama lookalike, and that Delta had no problem with that, but they have a problem with the Trump lookalike being killed every night.
That's
so
because
a lot of
Louisiana-based company that's full of racists, right?
Well, this is why a lot of people are on on social media, whether they're celebrities or just regular
people. All of our stations in Louisiana, we really do love you.
Yeah. No, I think that's.
But a lot of people are boycotting Delta because of that.
A lot of people, Richie, you know as well as I do. Come on, don't be naive or giving me the old one too. People in the South are thought of as being racist. They
At Boston, that's a really inclusive town, isn't it?
Yeah, Boston.
No, Doug says
open
racist
community in the country. There's no more racist community than Boston anywhere. So, all right. So basically. We got the story behind the story. Thank you. Jeff Sessions and the testimony there is a non-starter as far as I'm concerned. So what? It's just more of the same.
You know what I like about it is that they were saying he's not answering the questions. What is he hiding? And I just think that's so disingenuous. Same thing with Trump.
No, he's not giving them the answers they want.
Well, that's true, too. But, I mean, you know, the thing is, it may be that he's hiding something. But the other thing is, every time you say anything, they're going to use it against you. And that goes double for Trump. So every time somebody says, oh, you're hiding, not quite. It's just like, look, you know, and if I open my mouth, you're going to use, you know, look what they did with Russia. They didn't even have any connection. Or they did 6 months on that. So when they say that, I don't buy it. Like, what are you hiding? It's a little more complicated than that.
All right, so you're... podcast, it's not Trump and Vlad, which was earlier this week. You can get it on iTunes at Evil Thoughts. It's not evilthoughts.com. It's joecrummy.com, right?
Right. Well, that's my website. But if you just go to and look for the podcast, Evil Thoughts, that's and subscribe to it, it's free.
Right. Free.
Yeah, baby.
Next. This is another non-starter as far as I'm concerned. Other than knowing that Russia apparently hacked into 36 states during the election, or was it 39 last November? They figured out what to do once they get in, but they are...
they're all set for the next election, aren't they?
Yeah, right. they're all practiced up. So whether that's, you know, again, back to Vlad...
Doug, let me tell you my take on this, and you'll love this, because you and I have always railed on this.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Trump is now being investigated for obstruction of justice for a charge that they cannot prove.
No.
So remember back with Clinton, they couldn't nail him on actually the offense that they accused him of, but they nailed him on lying about the offense that they accused him of. The same thing's happening with Trump now.
Yeah,
they can't prove what they actually think he did, so now they'll prove that he colluded to cover up what he actually couldn't.
They're famous for that. When they went after Roger Clemens because they couldn't get him for using drugs, but he lied to the congressional committee.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. It's a nonsense.
They can never prove what you did, but if they catch you lying about what they think you did, look out. You're going to jail.
And then you have all these felonious leaks in D.C. I mean, the real crime's going down, and they don't seem to be, you know, that's not a problem. You know, all the leaks in the world, that's just fine. But,
the good,
you know, we're going
Washington
after the president, you know,
leaks.
Because...
And it would sink. We wouldn't get out 3 feet in the Potomac, and it would sink. As far as it would go. All right, we only have a minute left here. I want to get, because I'm looking at Crummy's podcast, Kill as Many Republicans as Possible Under the Circumstances, to shoot them out at the baseball game the other day. And the result of that, a story of this character who did the shooting, who got plugged. A lot of people are asking why there isn't more protection for these guys. Secret Service wasn't there. The local police were, had a couple of... But then the other side of it is, why would you expect somebody's going to get shot up at a baseball practice session?
Right. Well, Scalise, who was a committee member and the third-ranking Republican in the country, he has a security detail. But if you're just a plain old regular congressman, you do not get a security detail.
No.
And thank God that those guys were there. They were the ones who took the shooter out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And how did he get his gun?
They were legal.
Gun was legal.
The two guns that he owned, he had a pistol and a rifle, and they were both legal and both in his name.
But didn't he have a history of? Yeah, he had an arrest history that should have been. Shouldn't they have confiscated those guns?
He had a foster daughter. They should have confiscated his guns here. He had a foster daughter who apparently was abused so bad she lit herself on fire and killed herself. Then they gave him another foster daughter. And,
oh my God.
And he abused her.
Wonderful guy. All right, here's the final item. It's not on the list. Amazon has been granted a patent that prevents in-store shoppers from online price checking. I like that. Wait till we get that in the works for next week, Victoria.
Okay.
There's a new patent that was granted that will prevent people from checking.
Why would Amazon want that?
I don't know.
I would think that if I was in a store, Amazon would want me to check their price to see if it was lower.
You would think, wouldn't you?
Hmm.
Unless they can make a ton of money off of this selling it to Walmart. Dang.
All right. 10 minutes for the hour.
Hey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerated colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Can I hold him?
Sure. I don't see why not. He seems to like you.
Great. Thanks a lot. Sorry. What was in that jar?
Nothing, just water.
Why is he making that noise? What is it?
I don't know. It's what it is.
All right, take us out of our misery here. This is from the movie Gremlins. Another one of those creepy, crawly things that Chucker loves. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man.
This is a kid's movie, though.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're cute little fuzzy guys.
They're little Furbies.
It was. It came out in the amazing year of 1984, which a lot of big popular films that stand the test of time. Beverly Hills Cop, Karate Kid.
Wasn't Ghostbusters?
Gremlins, Indiana Jones. Yeah, Ghostbusters, Indiana Jones, and the Temple of Doom. It was an incredible year. But anyway, we play that, Doug, because Corey Feldman, who has the part in Gremlins, is 46 years old today. And if you look back at his career as a kid, he actually had a pretty good run. Gremlins, Goonies, Lost Boys, Stand By Me, and he was in Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter, which I know you were second online, Doug. That's pretty solid.
Bit of work. Yeah.
I wonder if he saved his money.
Was it Corey Haim and Corey Feldman were always together too, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Corey Haim was in. They were in the Lost Boys together. He wound up dying of a drug overdose about. It's got to be close to what 10 years ago.
A while ago, yeah, it's been quite a while. Yeah. All right, so Chucker's job today and every Friday is to bring us the movies that are going to be introduced to the public for the fair for the weekend, and we'll make some predictions as to what will continue to be on a winning streak, plus a bit back to silent movies. I've been wanting to discuss a silent movie situation with you for a while now.
I've been wanting to discuss the silent radio with you, so.
Good. What are we doing?
We're silent radio.
Oh, really? I'm not working?
Huh? No. I just thought it would be much better if we just... Never mind. Oh. Go ahead.
No, thank you, Richie. You can go ahead with the commercials now.
Staples knows that when your desk has seen better days and months, it's time. When your old whiteboard is now your old gray board, it's time. When your office chairs recline, even though they weren't designed to, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has everything to furnish your office at great prices, like Staples Hikin' Chair, now $129.99, a $100 savings. Staples, it's pro time.
And 61717, valid on SKUs 225-7054 and 990-119.
All right, so Chucker, what do we have to look forward to this weekend? What will we all see and enjoy?
Well, it is not one, Doug, not two, not three, not four, but five movies open pretty much nationwide. Well, one somewhat limited, but the Pixar's Cars 3 opens, expected to open number one at the box office. Rough Night, a new comedy with Scarlett Johansson and Kate McKinnon. They're expecting the same audiences that made Bad Moms a big hit last summer. Reviews are mixed, but I have a feeling people will show up. Then there's that.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, in the trailer, the heavyset girl jumps on a stripper and kills him.
Exactly.
Okay. Spoiler.
You looking forward to it?
Yeah. Fabulous, yeah. What else?
47 Meters Down, a new shark thriller with Mandy Moore. I'm going to go see it at 10:25.
Yeah.
I'm bringing my wife. I'll let you know what I think about it on Monday.
You bring her? Are you taking her? When the movie's over, you're going to leave her there, or you're going to bring her back home?
I don't know. I'll let you know in about 2 hours.
Okay.
All Eyes on Me, a Tupac Shakur biopic. Reviews are horrible. And The Book of Henry with Naomi Watts, directed by Colin Trevorrow, who did Jurassic World. Reviews are putrid for this film. It's going to tank. A lot of people are concerned, though, about the reviews because he's directing the next Star Wars movie. So,
what is it called? The Book of Henry? Who's in it?
Yeah. Naomi Watts.
And who else?
It's pretty much the biggest name in the
What's it about?
Film. You discussed it yesterday. I think it's about a mother who has a genius son, and they discover that their neighbor is a murderer. The trailer looks really good. I was actually surprised that the reviews were so bad. One other bit of news I want to cover. There was an article dug in Variety claiming that Universal Pictures is really angry and blaming Tom Cruise for the failure financially and creatively of their Mummy franchise. They gave him complete control. Reportedly, he changed the entire script, hired his own director. The guy couldn't shoot big scenes, and Tom Cruise wound up directing a lot of the big action scenes himself. So, and the fact that he changed his script from beginning to end, I guess, changed the outcome, they say, of the final product.
Playing the blame game is always easy after the fact. They still controlled. They could have changed things if they'd wanted to. So it's a lousy movie, lousy concept, and not a good venue for him, I wouldn't have thought, anyway. All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is the man. Check him out at Poseidon72.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.